This is my personal reflection on the workshop constructed about health and safety that took place on the 11th of November 2016. The contemporary issue that my team presented was on how to train staff in health and safety in a fun way in the events industry. The group consisted of 5 students who all had a particular interest in the chosen topic area, and as one of the first workshops to present, there was an important need to work as quickly and efficiently as possible with each other, as well as communicating well with each other in order to create the best workshop possible in the amount of time we had. The first protocol was to have our first group meeting. This is where we began to construct our ideas and listen to each other's contributions. We created a Facebook group where we could input other ideas that we had researched into and therefore could keep up to date with each other outside of the meetings. As a group, we met as regularly as possible to be able to work through the process of our workshop and what we wanted to contribute towards it. It was in these meetings where each member would share their research through articles, online journals, and evidently what we all found useful, the Purple Guide. The Purple Guide is aimed at helping event professionals to understand the legislation and guidelines of event health and safety, which was launched in 2014. From here, we began to create the formula of our workshop. We had all agreed from the beginning that in order to change the stigma of health and safety and allow staff to be able to enjoy it, we wanted our workshop to alliterate that. The whole idea of this was to create a fun, energetic and enjoyable atmosphere that would give students a chance to feel as if they had gained knowledge on this contemporary issue, as well as to help them understand how possibly, in their future careers, they could undertake health and safety training in a vibrant and enjoyable way. Through our meetings and discussions, we had decided that we wanted the workshop to be fast-paced and continuous in order to keep the memento throughout. It was then that we decided we wanted the biggest space to present, with the lecture room being ideal so that we could set up 5 different stations around the room. Through our research, we allocated each area with a different activity that was linked to our topic. As a guide to delivering a good workshop, we most found suggested that if a good workshop doesn't involve people actively joining in, then it may as well have been called a tutorial or lecture. The idea of this was that the students would have to complete each station in order to collect stickers to finalise their workshop experience. This was done through the use of certificates, which each student received as they entered the workshop, as well as activity sheets to use throughout. The certificates were used as a part of our strategy to make the workshop fun and make each student feel as involved as possible. We had a charade-style section where each student would act out as many words linked to health and safety as possible, with an allocation of 30 seconds per student. We also had a box station where students were able to learn the correct way to lift boxes without causing injury to themselves or others. Other stations consisted of an activity in which students had to find all the hazards in the picture, a station where they had to name all 10 logos, and the last station where they had to make up their own health and safety songs or lyrics. This really got the students involved with each activity, allowing them not only to learn new things, but mix with others, which reports show that a good student workshop consists of students that come to learn from other students as well as the students which are delivering it. Throughout the workshop, there was a constant energy and good flow around the room, which helped with the outcome of the workshop. As a group, we also chose to provide music and videos on the screen in the lecture room, as it helped to keep the atmosphere fun and light-hearted, mixing in fail health and safety videos and a catchy health and safety rap video that we found online. Some useful tips we received in planning was that a workshop should look like a workshop, meaning the workshop room should look like a place where people had been collaborating with others on projects, which in turn helps to leave students feeling as if they had contributed towards a form of work, which I believe our team delivered very well. I felt as if a group, we all worked very efficiently and communicated well with each other given the time frame that we had to produce the workshop. Each member took on the role of their own stations, which was allocated accordingly, as well as providing our own resources from pens and paper to traffic cones that we used for each station, the stickers on the certificates, producing the worksheets and logos, as well as resourcing the Hi-Vis jackets and traffic cone novelty hats that we each wore to provide a humorous vibe into the workshop. I felt as if we had the chance to go back and change anything, we may have needed to spend a bit more attention to the flow of the workshop. As with so much going on and the number of students that attended, we could have possibly made sure that each station was in use at all times, as sometimes it did lack at particular stations due to the time spent on previous ones. Our workshop also finished a bit earlier than planned, and this extra time could have been spent a bit more wisely as feedback time from the students to discuss what they had learned a bit more and to allocate our time a bit more efficiently. Aside from that, I felt as if each team took on their roles exceptionally well, considering our time frame, the five different activities the workshop consisted of, and the number of resources we had. I feel that we achieved our initial outcome of a fun, knowledgeable and enjoyable workshop related to health and safety, and that has hopefully provided the students that attended with some more in-depth knowledge and insight into the ways of training staff that may not have been done before.